And you're tuned in now to the Jewish Activist Network.
Thank you for being with us at the Jewish Activist Network. Our phone number is, as usual, 718-569-0921, 718-569-0921. We are going to, Jewish Datelines was on at this time. Hopefully at some point they will come back and be with us. It is part of our program, and we would like them to, it's very important that Shidduchim be made, and Jewish Datelines was doing that job, a very good job, I might say. And we hope that you will tune in this half hour, the next half hour, and in the future, and hopefully we will be able to do more work with Shidduchim in the future. This show, we want to first talk about the passing of Rabbi Dr. Bernard Lander of blessed memory, the founder of Touro College. And we want to give him say a memoriam to him. I myself went to Touro College. I got a very good education. I moved on after that to go to graduate school and so on. And I was able to go to yeshiva and learn at the same time as I was going to college on a consistent basis because of that. And I just want to say thank you to Dr. Lander. Dr. Lander is also a sort of a relative of mine. And because of that also, I feel that it's important that I mention this. Rabbi Lander, he was an amazing person. He started on a shoestring budget, literally out of nothing. He started a school. He wanted Jewish students to be able to get an education for B'nai Torah even when they were learning. This is something which was difficult. There are many people who wanted to have a sviva, a Jewish sviva, where they could have it separate and they could have just go directed to what they wanted to study and not have to learn many, many different topics which weren't specific to their studying. And they were getting, anyways, they were learning in yeshiva, much history, and that is able to count towards college. And there's no reason that it shouldn't. And he allowed, for example, in my case, I was able to get 48 credits because of all of my learning as I went through. And the rest of it, I took, of course, credits for the specific topics that I wanted. And
was that his idea to institute that specifically, to integrate the two like that?
Yes, it was his idea. It was his idea. There was also, of course, other yeshivas that were doing the same type of thing. Similar, not exactly the same. You have YU. YU was more of a university type, where you did have to take many of the other type of courses. It wasn't separate. And he saw a need in a community for a specific community to allow them to go who they might not want to go in that direction. They wanted it to work for them. And he did so. So let me just speak a little bit about Rabbi Lander, and let me just mention, if anybody has anything to say about this, you can feel free to call in, 718-569-0921. We are going to try to have a raffle also to give away a gift certificate to a restaurant, but then you'll have to come on and stay on the phone. It's just to give you contact information, and just stay on, and we'll try to take it very quickly after your phone call. But to be in the raffle, you definitely have to stay on. If we don't get that information, then you won't be, obviously, will not be able to be in that raffle. So, Rabbi Lander, he attended the Yeshiva University in the 1930s. He actually was 94 when he passed away, Monday evening. And he attended Yeshiva University in the 30s. He received the smicha in 1937. And I am looking also at an article, and some of the stuff I'm going to be speaking on my own from what I know, and some of the stuff I'm also getting now from a very nice article on Vosses Nias. You could take a look at it. He was always concerned with helping others. This I know that. He wanted yeshiva boys to be able to find the parnasa. He wanted to help. He wanted to expand that. He started with a very basic school, school for business, school for, and then he expanded it to the sciences. He expanded it, then he made many, many branches all over. He expanded out into yeshivas. There's Orlando College, and there's a Yeshiva Arachayim, which his son runs right now. And he did all this. He was also very, very down to earth, very down. He spoke to people, and he cared about the klal. You know, some people who get into positions and high positions, and he can't really speak to them. He wasn't interested really in high positions. He just decided he was a doer. He did himself. He lived simply. And he saw that action had to be taken, and he took it. Now, this is an interesting. At one point, when he wanted to launch his college, it started in 1970. 1970, it started with a freshman class of 35 students, it says here. I didn't know exactly how many. And he was but now it has over 23,000 students. And after that, he started, I'm not sure if this was the first, I think this was the second step. Torah College started actually, at least the second step, it was growing a little bit. It was rented from the Shulamis School. He rented on M and 14th. Many people who went to Torah College remember going there. And it was rented on the third floor, I remember that. The third floor of the college, of Shulamit. The first two floors, part of the first floor that they used one or two rooms there. Some of the rooms were used downstairs, but the main thing was on the third floor. And there was two nights for girls, two nights for boys, Monday, Wednesday for boys, Tuesday, Thursday for girls. And so there were many people who went to colleges, went to Brooklyn College, or went to Queens College. But there were some people who didn't even go to Brooklyn College. And then there were some yeshivas out there that did not like college, but they allowed Torah. There were many that did, that allowed Torah. And there were many boys who maybe wouldn't have gone other places. You also had Hasidisha. You had some Hasidisha young lad going to Torah College. And he was very happy to help them.
This was at a time when to get a foothold in many professions, college education was absolutely essential.
Right. Well, definitely, there's no question about it. So most Rosh Yeshiva were for, and they were happy with it because they saw the need. There of course one or two that you always have some that were against it, but Rabbi Lander, Dr. Lander, he was firm. He said no, but that's not to say that he respected very much. For example, talks about the people who had real Torah knowledge. It talks about that one time he was it seems that he had promised to attend a gathering in 1967 with Catholics, Protestants, and members of the Synagogue Council of America. The question is, was he allowed to go to such a dialogue? And he already committed to it, but he is Rav Moshe Feinstein. And this is in Igros Moshe, Yoredeh, Volume 3, Number 43. And he responded negatively, that no. And it was a psak that shook people, and he pulled out. He pulled out because of it.
What was the logic?
It was a serious question.
College was a kind of a yeshiva, in other words, that he was representing Torah as the representative at such a meeting?
The truth is, I don't really know exactly what involved in the question. I'm not sure. It could have just been simply the question of where it was held. I'm not sure. I guess we could look up the tshuva and we could find out. But you always have some people who consider themselves to be Rosh Yeshiva who said, no, you should not make this college. And for that, he said he stood firm. He understood the need. And he moved ahead. So this is just a memoriam of him. The truth is that people should realize that he reached out to all elements of the community. He didn't look himself as in one part of the community. He was comfortable with everybody, and all people were comfortable with him. He identified needs, and he tried to succeed in solving it and addressing it, and most of the time he was successful in addressing it. Now, I find it very interesting. Many of these comments, there are comments that a lot of people have. These are people like myself who have gone to Torah over the years, other people who knew Rabbi Lander from other times. And I'm just going to read a few of these because I think they're very, very interesting and very nice. Dr. Lander endured a lot of harsh criticism, I'm quoting, over the years from detractors who didn't have any answers to issues he addressed through his actions. Many people are shown with Torah mitzvahs all their parnassus to this man. Another person, he had a tremendous chus to provide thousands of Jews with means of a parnassus through a kosher environment. My wife and I went to Torah, and we, Baruch Hashem, have good careers. Additionally, the night program allowed me to stay longer in yeshiva than I otherwise would have. May the well-deserved chusim be with him. A former student says, "Thank you, Dr. Lander, for Torah College. I would not be where I am today without your far-sighted vision." And another one says, "Dr. Lander made it possible for thousands of young men and women to earn a degree in a firm atmosphere, enabling them to have a parnasa b'derech kavod, not needing to rely on food stamps. Klal Yisrael will forever be indebted to him." And then somebody else mentions that there are two yeshivas, Tzor HaChaim and the Beis Medrash LaTalmud of Lander College, for men both in Queens. And then this is something which is, this guy's predicting, and let's see what happens if anybody picks up the Yated. But he says, prediction, even though overall the Yated will have a nice lengthy article on Rabbi Dr. Lander, they will not be able to keep themselves and will stick in a carefully hidden disguise underhanded taunt about college somewhere in the article.
Well, wait a second. I mean, let it play out. I would say. I don't know.
Anybody from the Yated, if you're listening, yeah, call in. Tell us it's not true.
No,
I hope it's not going to be true.
Nobody. We're not accusing anybody of anything underhanded. We don't have to characterize things as taunts, underhanded. There's no question about it. We've spoken many times on the air about this. And just to remind our listeners, you're tuned in to AM 620 WSNR. This is the Jewish Activist Network. And we're on from 12 midnight Wednesday night to 1 a.m. And
I think what this guy said about the Yated, I mean, I don't know about the Yated in particular, but I think it dovetails with this next person. Of all the people, I think over 90 people writing in, you have one or two here, so let's listen to this one. I find it interesting. Again, you can call in if you'd like. You can be in the raffle.
Get out the number. 718.
718-569-0921. Anonymous says, what did he accomplish that from people going to college? Haven't he eaten on Nebuch Nichshol in this? I think now is the time for all Gedolim to come together and sign a kol kore. Even though for every other issue they can't agree, but on college they should agree and ban it completely.
Well, let's just examine that briefly for a minute, just to kind of set the stage. There's two sides. Okay, I don't want to be morally relativistic here. On the one side, one can say that one goes to college, one will be exposed to more than one would be exposed in a tight Jewish community where somebody sits and learns and goes and does a job, whatever his job is, you know, whatever it would be.
That's such a silly, silly thing.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just going to skip a few because there are a bunch of responses here.
Then I'd like to go through that, yeah.
No, definitely. So there's a reply to that, and I agree with all these replies. Right, and I think we should all ban doctors and lawyers because they went to college. Thank you. Then you could start banning the business owners who went to college. Start with our processing meat farm. They go to international. I'm just going to read a few of these, then you get the idea of their responses to them. Unfortunately, all went to college. You can be happy that Rabashka never went to college.
All right. Look.
That's irrelevant.
The point is that the world is a dangerous place, and there's a Yetzirah in man, and the Satan is working in the world, and wherever it is, whether a person goes to college, doesn't go to college, wherever it is, there's the opening to sin, and there's also the opportunity to meet the challenge, and to lead a halachic life. And whether a person goes to college or whether it doesn't go to college, the challenges are going to be there. And I think what you're describing is that Rabbi Lander gave people an opportunity that if they wanted to stay on the Torah path, they wanted to live a Torah life, and yet to get the kind of knowledge that's required to make a living so that they could live a normal life in the way it is in the United States of America, and at the same time be true to the Torah. He gave them that opportunity in the best way possible.
Right.
But it's
more than that, because the people who say don't go to college are actually natural people in much greater ways.
Well, you know, let them, if someone can make that case, you know, there are job opportunities which can be achieved, which a person can have a successful job and have an income without going to college. As we know,
that's not true. And I'm going to tell you that the average person, I'm not going to say nobody could, but the truth is that most of the people who don't go to college are, as this one's saying, this Chaim, he responds to that person. You're so foolish. I bet you're on food stamps and Medicaid.
Well, wait a
second. People need to make a parnassa, and why not a firm place?
Well,
this next person. Yeah. Oh, relax. This guy says, this man created Makomos Torah, and even though you think secular education is initial, and others think Torah is a second-rate school, statistics show you, and it's not, but statistics show you need a degree to succeed. Exceptions are available. He arranged for our youth to get that degree with the least harm to the Yiddishkeit, Yezichri Baruch.
With no harm. I mean, that's right? The idea was a person could go through with no harm.
There's no such thing as no anywhere, but I'm telling you that
always
the harm...
There's always a challenge, is what I'm saying, and the challenge is there in front of you.
There's always a challenge. Yeah. Now, you see, the problem is that the alternative is what the Rambam says. The Rambam says anybody who does not... teaches his son a skill, and a person who relies on others, at the end, the suffer, Ulastimus Abrius, and his end of the person who learns without working, is he's going to be a stealer. He's going to rob people. And I find it interesting that all the people responding are really responding that. Another person.
But
he responds.
The point,
of course,
still,
you're
still
but
wait,
public
point,
assistance.
Wait, the point I was trying to make is that many people without a college education can be successful in business and in other fields, many other fields, and at the same time, someone can go and get a college education, can get advanced degrees, and find that they're out of a job. And not only that, not only are they out of a job, but that they're training, that they're not equipped now to go to maybe some other field, that they're going to have to start over with some other field. It's a wonderful opportunity, education, but it has to be used in a way, and it's not necessarily, not everybody has to go and get a degree, and not everybody.
Like the fellow said, there are always exceptions. But the truth is that the average, in general, the person who goes to college is the one who's able to earn a living.
In the United States
and
America, many cases, yes.
Yes.
I don't know the average, the one who doesn't.
And if you take a look, you have to look at in general what's happening in the world. And in general, the ones who don't, you do have the exceptions. People strike it rich,
Somebody can have a store. They can have a bookstore. They can have a pizza shop.
Yeah.
They can be a shochet. There are many, many opportunities. It goes on. Someone can get technology and on their own with books and maybe taking a course here or there.
But
learn
if you
how
take
to
statistics, my friend,
yeah.
you, again, anything
mm-hmm.
could happen.
Yeah.
You look at the general people out there without college degrees.
I know. Okay.
Because I'm in the community.
Okay.
Yeah. And I can tell you that they have a very hard time.
Yeah.
And there's a reason that the people are responding like this, and there's no response back to them because they know it. So, for example, okay. Now, let me just read some other... So let me just read a few other people writing nice things. Baruch Dayanem, Rabbi Dr. Lander has tremendous chusim for creating a makom for Bnei Torah to learn a profession, to provide parnasa for their families b'kavod, while enabling them to stay in yeshiva uninterrupted to learn all day, every day. I kept 2 siddurim daily for years in yeshiva while attending Torah at night, and Baruch Hashem learned for 9 years knowing confidently that I would have a parnasa when I ventured out into the world. Today we owe tremendous gratitude to Rabbi Dr. Lander for the opportunity he gave us to be Omul B'Torah B'Parnasa B'Revach. He will be dearly missed and will be a male as Yosha for Klal Yisrael. Another person says he was a Talmud of the great Rabbi Dr. Samuel Belkin and served as dean at YU for 10 years before he first started Torah at age 55. That is the biggest lesson. We are all of us in our careers at the age of 55. You build a lifetime empire from 55 to 94. Okay, we have a caller.
Hello.
Yeah, Norman, you're on the air with us. Welcome to the Jewish Activist Network.
You mentioned before, I forgot his name, your co-host. He mentioned before that in the years back in the 1970s, it was known that he said that it was very hard to find a profession without going to college. Actually, if you read the Jewish Reserve, I've seen the articles. I think it was in the 1970s. They have Dr. Bernard Frischman, who made the argument that most people that go to college, he said, don't find a job in their in what they study. So the statistics, this is what he said, is actually an article saying, you know, a professor, Dr. Bernard Frischman, saying just the opposite.
I think what I said was that many.
Not you, your co-host. You made the. You made the, what's it called?
I don't know.
Co-host, that's what I'm trying to say. He said that you can't find a job without going to college. It's like, especially.
No, listen to me. I have experienced myself. I don't know what this person said. I don't know what this person said exactly. I would have to see the article. But I could tell you myself. I mean, I went to Touro. Almost everybody got a job in what they were doing. It was very directed. They knew either for accounting or any of the business courses. Girls have computers. Girls went for, in general, over here, they went for therapies and all the different types of therapies, physical therapy, occupational therapy. And certainly, of course, everybody got a job. I don't need to look at somebody writing an article to know that we were getting jobs. I got a job in what I did. Everybody got a job in what they did. Unless you did something wrong. Now, maybe if you get if you do something purely, maybe history, and we know basically what's going to have a hard time finding a job. History, if you do zoology, there are fewer jobs in those things, and not really as, let's say, zoology or geology. You're going to have a harder time finding in New York. But in general, I mean, this is not even a question. Now, I'm not saying that everybody, a person could make a lot of money and not with the profession, but it's much harder, and fewer people are successful at it. Many fewer people. And I know myself, I have not just people, but cousins and other people that I see, and I see what they're doing. You have to either going to be supported by your in-laws, or you're going to have to do a schlep boxes somewhere. Or if you're lucky, you open a business and you're successful. But a lot of businesses, they go under very quickly. I think more than half of the restaurants go under. And in order for them to start a restaurant, they have to have initial investment of $50,000-$60,000 for sure. And that money could be lost. A lot of times it's lost. That's not necessarily their own money, because they've got to be able to help them out starting out.
Norman, okay. Did you want to respond at all? Are you still with us?
I hear what you're saying, but if you have to, I am not saying pro or con. He's saying the Rosh Hashivas that did agree with Rabbi Landa. I'm not saying pro or con, but it's like you said before that I believe that if a person goes in the way of the nature, so Hashem gives him parnasa in the way of the nature. If he doesn't, I'm not saying you shouldn't go to God. I'm not saying either way, but I'm saying either way a person. It really Hashem conducts himself
if you're using a religious argument.
What?
I hear what you're saying. If you're using
he conducts
a religious
himself
argument.
The way the person conducts himself. It's like a like a shadow. Hashem's your shadow. There's a famous saying: Hashem's your shadow. The way you the way you make the shadow. That's how it shows.
Is it a vote or negative? That could mean if you decide to do something which is going to cause yourself problems, Hashem will allow it to happen, and
right. So a person can make a pronounce if Hashem wants to pronounce it. I'm not saying it either way. It could be it's a good thing. Right. I think he's saying the Rashid said, "Yeah, we should go." I have never attended myself, but
right.
So if I could be machria, I would just say that a person should make a decision whether to go to college very carefully and in consultation with people that he trusts and that he knows will guide him in the right way, such as Rabbanim. Norman, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that call. It's important if somebody thinks either disagrees, not necessarily disagrees, but thinks maybe something should be corrected slightly, please call in. Okay. Did you get any contact for Norman for the raffle? He's screening somebody right now. But again, stay on in order to give you information. Hopefully you got Norman's information. And just continuing to talk about Rabbi Lander. Okay, the number is 718-569-0921. 718-569-0921. We have Shifra. Shifra, you're on the line.
All right. I would like to say that I taught at Turo. I taught in Borough Park, which was strictly, mostly all Jewish. Then I taught in 16th Avenue J and 16th Street. They had the boys, the boys came in the afternoon and the girls in the morning. And I taught in Bensonhurst. The reason I'm calling is that it added to the energy in the atmosphere, particularly when it was a mix in Bensonhurst, where the dean or the person who was in charge in certain departments was from and a yarmulke. But I'm just saying that there's something that was an added variable.
Okay,
you go to college in Borough Park, and you had that extra special kedusha when you're learning. And I thought that was...
What do you say? Are you saying because it was done in the community? Is that your point?
Well, in Borough Park, it's strictly from Jewish people on 13th Avenue. But my point is that as a professor and also for the students, this was rather an enclosed environment. And you had that extra added invisible variable in your learning and going to college. And I think that was very awesome of Dr. Lander to have that. He knew that. He was very aware and very awake and very conscious. One of the biggest areas is on Avenue J and 16th Avenue, where you have the two 16th, sessions 16th. In between. You had the secular students.
Right.
But even in the mix, there was something as a professor and also for the students, an invisible sanctity that was very, very important that affected the learning. The learning, but for myself as a teacher.
Shifra, thank you very much.
That was very, very nice. And I just, before we're going to go to a quick commercial and come right back, I'd like to ask that Norman, if you would like to be in, now's the time you can call and just quickly give your give some kind of information in case you win the raffle, so that you could be in the raffle. Okay, we will be right back.
Consider selling advertising for the Jewish Activist Network. Call us at 718-569-0921 right after the show at 1 a.m. We'd like to speak with you. Do you have Shemus at your house or at your shul? We can help you manage your Shemus. We will handle your Shemus in accordance with halacha and for a low price. $20 for a 30-pound plastic kitchen bag of Shemus, $8 for a plastic shopping bag of Shemus. Call now for details. 917-517-7486. Purim and Pesach are coming. Now is the time to schedule your Shemus handling. Call us at 917-517-7486. Wholesale prices available on request under strict rabbinical supervision. Are you a go-getter? Consider selling advertising for the Jewish Activist Network. Call us at 718-569-0921 right after the show at 1 a.m. We'd like to speak with you.
And we are back. We have somebody on the line with us.
David, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, I'd just like to say, and you referred to it, or your friend there referred to the fact that there'd be no doctors, no lawyers, if people didn't go to Jewish people didn't go to to college. There'd also be no dentists, there'd be no accountants, there'd be no scientists. I mean, it'd be a totally different world. And I do believe without, and I know, without Torah, the Jewish people cannot survive. But imein kemach ein Torah, you have to have a source of parnasa. You have to have a source of making a living. And to relegate people to say, well, no, you, college is treif and you just can't go, then what kind of society is it? So you're going to have a society where if you want to have medical care or you want to have dental care or you need a lawyer, you need an accountant, you're going to go to the Gentiles. Nothing against Gentiles, but I think the Jews should not limit. It's like cutting off their arms, so to speak. It would be ridiculous.
Absolutely right.
And, that's and exactly not everybody, not
did.
Everybody
he,
is
wanted to make a,
learning in the Kollel for the rest of their lives. And somebody
to
has
put together
to support them.
The two worlds. And
so, I mean, it's a total. Some people need a dose of reality. It seems to me. And I say this, realizing full well that without Torah, the Jewish people have no future. They have to have and lead a religious life where it's all over. It's just a matter of a generation, two or three, and that's it. It's finished. And Dr. Lander, Allah Shalom, Rabbi Dr. Lander, made a contribution in allowing some people to go to college and also to continue with their Jewish studies and Jewish learning. So I think it's important to be realistic. And from somebody who's opposed to college, I'd like to hear what is their alternative. What do they suggest? Everybody will just be opening up a pizza store?
You're absolutely right.
And that's if anybody's comment. I think Dr. Lander will be missed. He was an extremely capable man. He was a man who made a contribution.
Yes.
So,
thank you. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And if anybody has anything intelligent to say as far as saying that you shouldn't go to college,
an answer. It's the same thing going off the subject a little bit. It's the same thing with people who are opposed to Medinat Yisrael.
On this particular issue, no, but thank you for your call.
Do you maybe could quickly take his information?
Yeah.
For him to be in the raffle.
Okay.
Okay, we have Shulamit with us. Shulamit?
Hi, I think the previous caller said it all. What more could I add? But I would like to just say a personal thing that happened to me that may give a little more understanding on this. I got a letter from a prominent yeshiva asking for money to support the Yungalite who are living in dire poverty. I was so outraged by that letter, I did write back to say that it's a disgrace that they have graduates who are now living in dire poverty, and I do.
Where are they living? Which country?
America. A local yeshiva. In my day, the boys all went to college from that yeshiva, but suddenly it's us there. And then they send out fundraisers that their graduates are living in dire poverty,
It's a terrible. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why it's even a worse thing than that. Not only are people put into poverty, but then all the tzedakah of their families who are working, a lot of times goes to mitigate that poverty.
Right.
Then you have kiruv. It's not taken care of.
Right.
All the other fundamental places for money to go to. It doesn't go there because everything is now being focused on people who are in dire poverty. But why are they in dire poverty?
Right.
And then they're not learning anyways afterwards. They're not learning anyways. They're getting all kinds of little side jobs for small amounts of money. It's a big problem.
Right.
And we definitely have to...
I did write back to the Rosh Yeshiva, actually, who signed the letter, and I said I think it's a disgrace that they allow their graduates to be put into such a position that they have to live like that. And
thank you very much.
I will contribute money to the yeshiva when they provide job training programs for them.
Okay. Thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shalomis. Okay. You tuned in to the Jewish Activist Network here on AM 620. We broadcast Wednesday nights from midnight to 1 a.m. Our next call is Rafal. Welcome to the Jewish Activist Network.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Am I on now?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, you are.
Just want to comment. They said yes before. They said someone who is a chashuva person that he said that he knows many people who did not get the jobs that they wanted.
He said that there was apparently in the 1970s in the Jewish Observer an article by Rabbi Dr. Bernard Frischman.
Obviously meant that as a criticism of going, I assume, but many, many people who go to college don't know at the time they're going what they're going to do. I would imagine maybe more than the majority. But without the college degree, you're going to face the problem that we've spoken about already. But with that degree, and you finish, you then are open to many, many jobs. And government jobs, there are many jobs that just require the degree. And if you don't have that degree, you're cut out from a lot of jobs. And I know from myself, this was the situation where I got a job with the city, and the requirement was a degree, and I had a job for 28 years. Without the degree, I was shut out. But you don't have to know exactly what you're going to want to go for in order to say that's why I'm going to college. And if I don't know, I won't go, or I won't get exactly. It's still going to be, you're going to be open to much more possibilities with the degree.
Right. And actually, there was one of these, trying to find one of the people who wrote in. He's a person who had long pious, and he, Rabbi Lander, went, and I think it was by graduation or some other time, and he saw him, and he was introduced to him, and he said, it's because of you that I made the college. There's not an exact quote, but he basically said he was very happy to see that he was there and that he would be able to earn a parnasa. And we that's the truth. And it's a place you could go and you could be in a firm environment and you could learn a trade. Thank you very much for the call.
I think our caller just now made a point that
I'm not sure if you got his
Yes, we did. Now the point is that although it's certainly not required to be a shochet, to be a sofer, to be a rav, to have any kind of college education, the reality is that with some sort of college education, a person is better equipped, at least in the United States of America, to advance in these fields, because with basic science that a person can pick up, whatever field he may be studying, even if it's general science, it can be applied to the areas of being a shochet, to being a sofer, and as a rav, to be able to articulate ideas, say, in English.
Right. Let me just give out the phone numbers. 718-569-0921. 718-569-0921. You can feel free to call in. You can get the raffle and you can tell us what you think. I'm going to right now quickly mention another thing that we I'm going to just mention that I take a quick break from this topic. I'm going to come right back to it and talk about something. We're going to ask you to make a phone call, hopefully, to the governor of Florida, because the headlines have been coming out. The Jewish organization heads ask Florida governor to grant clemency to Jewish death row inmate. There is a death row inmate, Mr. Grossman, Martin Grossman. When he was 19, he was having trouble with, he was having a drug problem. He was having a drug problem at that time. And he got into, out of fear, he ended up killing somebody, and he was in jail for 25 years, and it was done, and it was not premeditated, and he is now on death row. He's set to be killed on Tuesday in Florida, and they're trying to get many people are trying to get the governor of Florida to grant clemency, but the first step in granting clemency is simply giving him saying temporarily putting on halt. They'd like the governor to give a stay. It's called a stay, basically, that nothing should happen to the person for 60 days, so that an official clemency request should be made. Apparently, there was somebody who swears that he testified falsely against him by the sentencing, and his own sentence was dropped by the prosecutors in order that he should do that. There are many things that are happening here
that seem that the person should be able to get a chance to be heard. It's not the type of thing that a person should be killed for. He's in jail for 25 years. He's been a model in jail. And I'm going to give out now. You can take a look at our website for these details, www.jewishactivistnetwork.com. The governor's email address, let me just say it, is charlie.crist, C-R-I-S-T, at eog.myflorida.com. His phone number is 850-488-7146. Again, give a call to the governor. If he's not there, you leave a message, but if you call in the daytime, it's better. 850-488-7146. He has a fax number, 850-487-0801. Again, take a look at this on our website, www.jewishactivistnetwork.com. Let me just give a phone number. Our phone number here is 718-569-0921. We're going to continue speaking about Dr. Lander right after these messages.
Getter, consider selling advertising for the Jewish Activist Network. Call us at 718-569-0921 right after the show at 1 a.m. We'd like to speak with you. Do you have Seamus at your house or at your shul? We can help you manage your Seamus. We will handle your Seamus in accordance with halacha and for a low price. $20 for a 30-pound plastic kitchen bag of Seamus, $8 for a plastic shopping bag of Seamus. Call now for details. 917-517-7486. Purim and Pesach are coming. Now is the time to schedule your Seamus handling. Call us at 917-517-7486. Wholesale prices available on request under strict rabbinical supervision. Are you a go-getter? Consider selling advertising for the Jewish Activist Network. Call us at 718-569-0921 right after the show at 1 a.m. We'd like to speak with you.
And we are back. Our phone number, 718-569-0921. So let's talk a little bit more about Rabbi Lander and why we should emulate him. He was a fellow who, a real doer. He saw a need, he saw many needs, and he decided that he's going to do something about it. He started when he was already after he was a rabbi, and the tour actually started in his 50s, and he built it up. He built up tremendous empire, as we could say. It is a non-profit. He didn't even keep anything for himself. He did it strictly with the board of directors, and it's continuing.
You know, it seems to me that, you know, this whole dichotomy, I'm sorry, were you going to make a point, another point?
No, go ahead.
I was going to say this whole distinction that is being brought up many times in the show so far between college and not college, I'm not sure if that's a fair way of looking at it. I just mentioned the idea that someone who goes to college might then have an opportunity to, say, articulate themselves better in English, or they have opportunities to take classes in English, or just the practice of writing and so on. But in general, many people have never been to college. Many Rabbanim I know that I hear speak, their command of the English language, their vocabulary, the way they articulate themselves is on the highest levels. And I think really what's going on is that someone who's continuously learning will be continually improving themselves, their mind, and their ability to do things in the world. And college is just another opportunity for somebody to gain knowledge, to gain chachma. We say yesh chachma bagoyim. Much of the knowledge that is picked up or taught in colleges is from among the goyim, and there's what to be learned. So we don't have to say college, not college. What we're really talking about is chachma, and the use of that chachma is if a person is simply going to college to gain chachma and not to be focused perhaps on making a living. So we might say his time would be better spent sitting in yeshiva maybe and focusing on learning Torah. But if the idea of gaining this chachma is also to make a parnasa, an environment like a college or any other kind of environment is something positive for the person. So I don't think we should get stuck on the words like college, university, and so on.
Let me just read another thing that this this person wrote down. Rabbi Lander was a physically small man, but he had the courage of a lion. He started Torah from nothing, and he had battles along the way. Financial struggles, wars with anti-Semites, were opposed to a Jewish law school. Struggles with Rabbanim and others opposed to education. Notwithstanding all the struggles he never had any unkind word to say about anybody, and would treat the simplest person with the greatest respect. He ran Torah with frugal honesty. He worked endless hours, and notwithstanding his feeble health, he flew coach when he was well into his 90s. When asked why he hadn't retired, he replied, "I have looked through old Talmud, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Midrash, and Shulchan Aruch, and I found no reference to retirement." Unlike many other mosques, Torah was a true non-profit with an independent board of directors. He set up Torah, said it's not owned by his family. He did his work as he believed himself to be a servant of Hashem, not for covet of money. He frequently said, quote, "My mission in life is to bring honest, honorable parnosa to the Yiddish kinder." He goes to Olam Emes with a simple message. "I have done Asisi Shluchasi. I have fulfilled your command." Another person writes, "Do you know how many Gedolim gave brachos to Lander's college in Aruch Chaim? Many Rosh Yeshiva and Rebbe's from all Krazen have visited and given brachos to these Heilige Mosques. Rabbi Dr. Lander was very adamant that even the college teachers should not only be kosher, but with tachlis. There is no time wasted in liberal arts in Lander's. The vast majority of liberal arts courses are taken up in learning Gemara. All the majors are only for tachlis of Parnassah. And all course material in Lander's has to be approved by Rosh Yeshiva." Much different. Okay. Let me see after that. Okay. I'm not exactly sure exactly how their policy went in terms of that.
In terms of what?
In terms of, I assume that they asked. Yeah, everything that was kosher. Okay. Somebody here writes a CPA. "Dr. Lander was a great man and respected tzaddik, and I was once in his private office, and it came out of the shmooze that I am a descendant of the Shinover Rav. He showed big respect and told me my mama was by the Shinover tzaddik. Also, at my graduation ceremony, Dean Schmidt escorted me onto stage to him and showed that we now have a younger man with lange pious graduating. He showed a lot of joy and respect. He told me once in private that he would do anything he could to help the Hasidim get higher education." So another person writes.
Again, what website are you reading from?
Well, this is on Bus is Nice. It's an article. The name of the article is basically Rabbi Dr. Bernard Lander, an accomplished life. So then we have another piece of people responding to. Well, we had a few of them which I didn't read. Talking about how many people, and again, this is unfortunately the reason I'm reading it, and I know about it. So I know these things to be accurate. So I will read it because I know it to be accurate. Two of them. One says, "What did he accomplish? Are you crazy?" He's talking to that person. "Rabbi Lander was a great man who made a place for four men and women in Brooklyn to go and not be in the class, basically to go in a good place. Do you have a normal job or you're on government programs? Rabbi Lander was a good man, a mensch, and will surely be missed. May he be a male tzeiush to Klal Yisrael." Next person. "How many people are nevach nichshol and not providing for their families and resorting to ganevish shtick to put food on the table? Thank you, Dr. Lander, for all your work for Klal Yisrael. Yezich rucha baruch." And then if somebody wants to clarify, so let's clarify some of the issue with college or classes and on-campus life that are inappropriate. Those are the issues, classes and campus life that are inappropriate for Torah Jews. The purpose of Torah Lander is to provide B'nai Torah B'nos Yisrael with the parnasa in an environment that helps promote growth in Torah and Yerushalayim instead of the opposite. Why have the Gedolim not come out against it? Because they aren't against it. It's wonderful. Yehi Zichro Baruch, he was an amazing man. And somebody else talks about he'll be missed by everybody because he gave people the opportunity to become professionals and B'nai Torah at the same time. He had the wisdom to put in place the old adage, give a man a fresh fish and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime. And I truly hope that among the many Shomer Torah Mitzvah graduates, There are those who will continue Dr. Landa's noble undertaking and see that from young people are taught to fish for themselves and the families, as well as to be Torah scholars. Yeah, it's really nice. The people who went and
He lived a long life, 94 years.
Yeah, but kind of.
And how old was he, did you say, when he started this, this enterprise?
It said over here, I was actually about 55.
55.
And he was doing other things before him, but this in particular.
This, I guess it would... I mean,
this particular decided to start, he looked around, he decided, let's do it.
I think as we look to the future, something I've mentioned on the air, if I can kind of do a riff on this, is that in some ways I think colleges are going to go by the wayside. Because so much information can be transmitted through the internet and through books, not everybody uses the internet either. Some people who won't go to college wouldn't use the internet, but there are going to be opportunities for people to study and learn about their fields and to stay abreast of what's going on in their fields without actually necessarily having to go to a central location or enrolling in a specific college. And it sounds like really what he was doing is already moving in that direction back in the 70s by paring down what a college is, you know, chipping away at a lot of the courses that aren't directly related to making a living. He created this system that you say now 23,000 students are attending at this time right now, and how many have gone in the past and will continue, God willing, in the future. And I think that's the direction to go, that there's going to have to be a stronger and stronger focus on the making of the living. Probably for a variety of reasons. One is that many fields now require postgraduate work, a lot of years of study just to get started in that field. And so the more efficiently that's done, the better a student is positioned to get a good job at a relatively young age.
Right. Let me read one or two more of these. So this person says, and I agree with this. The whole college argument is a bunch of nonsense, and it's being fostered by those that were either brainwashed against it or too lazy to study to be something. The fact is that thousands of B'nai Torah today, and the most they support and pay tuition to, can thank college, be it Touro, Lander, YU, Brooklyn, Queens, or any other, for their ability to have become from either Chachamim, Kalei Eitan, and bring up a new generation of Frumidim. The fact is that the college-educated guys are more often than not far more serious and, dare I say, advanced in their learning than the non-college guys who are not really cut out to learn full time. The proof is right in front of you. How can you possibly deny something that is so obvious? Look at all the doctors, lawyers, accountants, computer experts, teachers, etc. that have been a Torah. So forget about these silly arguments. If you find ignorance to be bliss, and that working in a pizza shop or being a slumlord is emotionally rewarding and intellectually satisfying, good for you. Otherwise, go to college.
I'm not sure I follow that, because I often find many Rabbanim who have not gone to college because of their ability to focus strictly on the learning that they can reach the highest levels.
No, we're talking about the average guy, which I think is true. The average guy who goes to college, a lot of times, I don't know the average, I'm going to say a lot of times are far more serious, and serious even when they learn, than a lot of other people who are just learning.
I see what you're saying.
They even have a term for that. They call them bench warmers.
Okay.
People in yeshiva. I'm not saying everybody, but right. But these responses to those people saying that, they're responding to the people saying about the negative, don't get an education because of this or that. It's very silly, the things that they say. And this guy says, quote, he's quoting somebody who wrote, "Most Gadol Yisrael were fiery against college, and today we can see clearly how right these Gadolim were." And this person says, "We don't clearly see how right they were. Please explain." And I don't know. First of all, it's not all Gadol. He had many accolades. You do have some of them that are against it. But have they right they were? No, they were not right. Totally, totally wrong. And this person says, "Rabbi Landa was one in a million. His passion to help youth live honest lives, fill the Torah, his love and skills to support a family, show his children everything he did. His level of success is unmatched. Hashem sent him here to ensure that we have the tools necessary in our community to continue on when so many others are choosing ignorance, etc." Okay.
What I find very inspiring is something you mentioned, that this enterprise now, which has 23,000 students, started out on a small scale.
I just wanted to point it out. This person, they quoted... Okay, let me see. No, they quoted a lot of people here. Rav Huttner, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Novominsky Rebbe, many other people went to college. I don't know if all of them would say you should go to college now. Novominsky, I really don't know. But there were many, and they mentioned a bunch of well-known people who went to college. I'm not going to. Hopefully, maybe another time I'll find it. Okay, so this is basically, these are basically some of what people are writing. I want to talk about one other, just mention another topic. That is a topic of a race that's going on. Let me just give a phone number, 718-569-0921. You can give us a call, 718-569-0921. There's actually a race in, there's an upcoming race for the 44th City Council District seat. There's one seat that's up for grabs, Simcha Felder, which is slated for March 23rd. I just wanted to tell people that you should vote. There are a number of different people running. There's a Joe Lazar. There's a Greenfield. There's a caller. His last name is Caller. I understand that he is a Talmud Chacham. And then there's also something, a Republican, Jonathan Judge. So it's basically four people. But that's an open election. But for the primary, you have three. You have somebody, Mr. Caller. Let me see this.
Hello?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Am I on the air?
Yes, we have a phone call, yes.
I have a letter in front of me stating from 25 Rosh Hashivas, including the Gadol Hadar, undisputed Gadol Hadar of Moshe Feinstein, against Torah opening. So, I don't know how, maybe people
Relax.
That letter.
Where's the letter?
Excuse me, let me finish my sentence, please. And Klal Yisrael all over the years goes through the dialogue. And the government of the door says it's wrong to put it out, it's wrong to put it out.
Once again, I know, I even quoted to you Igris Moshe where he asked for Moshe Shilas. I'd like to get exactly, I don't accept anything, just the face without knowing about it. Where exactly is this letter? And being that it's 2 minutes left of the show, you could quickly tell me, and even others, they could look it up. I don't mind.
Where it's I have the letter from 30 years ago.
Okay.
No, I think it's not a newspaper. It's a call card here that came out.
Okay. I'd like to get a hold of that.
You have a fax?
I don't trust many call cards because a lot of them.
Yeah, we're going to ask you. I'm going to put
from recent experience that the many call cards that have been fake.
And it might
but I'd like to get a hold of it.
We're going to ask
you.
We're going to ask you a favor. Stay on the line for a minute or two. We're just about out of time. Right after the show, we'll give you a fax number. So appreciate your call.
Okay. Who's this? This a file?
No. We'll work that out.
I just want to know who if it's one of the people from before, right?
No, not it's a new call.
Okay, so let me. So he's another caller?
Yes.
Because I'm talking about in terms of making the raffle.
We'll speak to him in just a moment. We're just about out of time. We have another minute and a half. We want to thank everybody for listening in tonight to the Jewish Activist Network. Today we went for a full hour from Wednesday night at midnight here close to 1 a.m. on Thursday morning. Please tune us in again next week also Wednesday night at midnight.
We will mention the raffle winner at the beginning of the next show.
At the beginning of the next show. We still have another minute.
If so, then we'll do the raffle right now.
Okay.
Go ahead, speak, and I'll mention it in a few seconds.
All right. We want to thank everybody who tunes in and participates in our program. If you would like to help us sell advertising, give us a call after the show at 718-569-0921.
Okay. Believe it or not, I have the winner.
Go ahead.
The winner is our current caller.
Okay. When is our current caller? So we'll ask him to hold on the line another 30 seconds. We're just about out of time. Please tune us in again next week on the Jewish Activist Network at Wednesday night at midnight. And our on and off the air number is 718-569-0921. I'm Joe Orlo. On our website.
JewishActivistNetwork.com.
And I'm Joe Orlo on behalf of the Jewish Activist Network. Thank you for listening.